Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board. It is A Fan After Dark on a Tuesday night. 4-hour program happening tonight. We're excited, and so should you. No football tonight. That's all right. We will put the final touches, put the final bow on what was week 5 in the National Football League. I'm getting kind of confused here because I've been looking at college and high school football stuff pre-show. But no, week 5 is in the books. Big Monday night game last night, and now we're just a couple days away from, the little Thursday night football. I want to say the Giants are playing. I think it's Giants-Eagles on Thursday night, but we'll get to that here in just a little bit. Glad to have each and every one of you on board. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Really, the only sports on tonight. Now, we do have hockey. The NHL opening night tonight. Your Dallas Stars, what's the word? We had a conversation about this last year, Blake, on what is it? What's the
stick tap? I don't know what you're referring to.
When the NFL kicks off, basketball tips off.
Okay.
What is hockey?
We skate off?
Is that it?
Skate off? Skates hit the ice.
Let's just call it a skate off.
They skate off.
They skate off. Hockey skates off tonight.
I like that. I think when you say hockey skates off tonight, it sounds better than just the skate off.
Well, I mean, what else would we be talking? If we just said it skates off tonight, I mean, that could be any number of different things.
Yeah, I think it fits.
877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. From the 682, don't be a Stephen A. Smith wannabe. You're better than that, Fred. What did I say that made me a Stephen A. Smith wannabe?
There's already off to a hot start. There's also preseason NBA basketball.
Well, that I'm excited about. Not to say that we're not excited about hockey, but preseason basketball.
I'll give you $5 right now if you guess the 4 teams that are playing. Give you $5.
Are they in Abu Dhabi?
No, this is not the Abu Dhabi game. Spurs are in Abu Dhabi.
We're already done with the Abu Dhabi games?
Well, I don't think we're done. I just know the Spurs are the team that's out there.
Let's go Knicks.
Incorrect. There goes your $5.
Do I get one more guess? Give me one more. Charlotte.
Nope. Now you're losing money. Now you got to pay me.
I was about to say, you're really telling me the fine folks with all that money out in Abu Dhabi were like, you know what?
Man,
we want to treat our people here to the Charlotte Hornets.
For both of you guys that aren't listening, the game is not in Abu Dhabi. This is a regular preseason game.
They're dead in Abu Dhabi. They're back. They're back stateside.
It's the Bulls and Cavs.
It's like the NFL putting the Jaguars in London. Like, you're not getting fans by doing that.
Puck drop.
Hey!
Puck drops tonight.
The puck drops tonight. Let me write that down. I want to make sure that we get that.
Make sure you put a P as well.
Yeah. But in case I forgot.
In
case I wasn't sure.
Your handwriting. You might read it.
Can I say that? Because that probably has happened in other cases, but not tonight. The puck drops tonight. Shout out to you.
Okay, so that's the official term, but can we still call it the skate-off?
I think we should definitely call it the skate-off. What skate-offs are happening tonight on Fan After Dark?
Are you asking me?
No, I was just speaking hypothetically or rhetorically.
Well, we do have
skate-offs happening tonight.
First game is already done. Panthers versus the Blackhawks. They won 3-2. The Panthers did. You got the Penguins versus the Rangers, and then you also got the Avalanche versus the Kings
tonight. Okay. All right. And I will, on Thursday, when we get ready for the Stars, because we've now officially got Trevor the Creator, a.k.a. Trevor Beck, who is now our credentialed Dallas Star correspondent. And I want to say him and Reitma. Our Dallas Star guys?
Shout out to someone correcting us, but with the wrong answer. Hit us with the come on, but gave the wrong answer.
Come on, man. Face off. Doug in Colleyville.
Not representing Colleyville well, Doug.
Well, maybe that's the thing.
There's just different.
Maybe there's so much different terminology in hockey.
Because we got about half of you guys saying face off, the other half saying puck drop. And
puck
then
drops.
Me and Fred saying skate
well, see,
off.
And I was going to suggest puck drop earlier, but I was like, that's what I think of when I think of like kickoff, you know, like the season is kicking off.
Puck so, drops at 8.
Yeah, so you can't exactly use that same sort of verbiage there for hockey.
I don't mind puck drop.
I like ours the best.
What, skate off?
Skate off.
Skate off goes down at 8 o'clock.
You could say, like, puck drops for the season, you know, or something to that tune. But, yeah, I don't know.
I think we're going to – look, I say we start skate-offs and see if it takes off.
See if
the skate-off takes off.
There you go. Yeah.
Can the skate-off take off?
There you go.
I'll allow face-off only if John Travolta will be there.
It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it.
I don't like face-off, though. I just think of fighting.
Well, I was going to say, that's – to see – to me, the face-off – happens within the skate off.
Yeah.
You can't have a face off without the skate off. Huh?
Because you can't do it just walking out there.
No, you can't.
Gotta have skates on.
Okay.
Have you ever ice skated before?
I have once.
Did you fall on your ass?
I'll tell you what it was. So I was in a group home back in Kansas and they took us. We were just happy to get out of the group home, to be honest with you. So I don't remember.
Okay.
Well, I don't remember.
I got bad news today.
You what? You can't skate anymore?
You know, I got a new phone.
You fell on your ass while skating?
I dropped my phone today.
Broke it?
I didn't break it. I have a warrant.
Cracked it.
I have a warranty and a screen protector.
Why don't you have a case on it?
That's a great question. Because I didn't buy it in the Apple store. And then I tell myself and my mom, I said,
about you today while I walked by the Apple store.
I said, I'll just get one in Amazon. And I just haven't
gotten
around to it. I've had a lot of things going on.
And you dropped it today. I mean, you could have, you know, if you just ordered it like during, you could order it during a break and it would be at your house. Maybe it's Prime Day. You could probably get it by the time we get done with the show.
It's Prime Day? What does that mean?
Amazon Prime Day. It's where they have all these deals if you're an Amazon Prime member.
Amazon Prime is just.
Look, I'm not saying you're going to get a great deal, but there are like a lot of just superfluous deals out there that.
Well, maybe I'll order a case.
That's what I'm saying. You should order a case today.
Now, the question is, I have a warranty.
You know, if it's within reason. I never did get you a birthday present, and I do owe you a shot. So, you know what? Maybe I'll order you a.
Do I get to pick it out?
No, it'll be just like this one.
Is that clear?
It was clear at one time.
See, mine look like that too. Now they're both orange/green. Right. Yeah, a clear one would be cool.
There you go.
I don't know. I like the clear ones, but I feel like just like you're talking about, Fred, like it just gets so dusty and grimy that like, you know, you kind of, it kind of loses its sheen.
Mine's been hardened by, been discolored by black and mild smoke. So take that for what it is.
It's got scuffs on the side by the volume
already.
Button.
Dude, put a damn case on it, man.
Okay, let me just pull it out of my ass, Fred. I can't do anything.
He gave you a solution and utilizing Prime Day. I mean, are you solutions or are you problem
oriented?
Y'all are
both, but he just said to put it on right now.
Well,
no, I said get a damn case. I didn't say put a damn case on it. I said get a damn case.
You were doing.
I think both of y'all
Are you good with the plastic? Are you good with the
perfectly
glass?
Right?
Better than nothing.
You want me to get you a North Texas one?
My question was, I was trying to talk. I have a warranty and I have Apple Care. Should I go to the Apple Store and get a new iPhone? I mean, there's chips on it. Should I just go and be like, who cares if my phone's chipped? Phone that I got 2 days ago?
I mean, is it affecting your is it affecting the...
It doesn't look great. I'm just asking. Or is that too much just deal with the chips and just...
I mean, I would just deal with the phone.
Your first mistake was getting Apple Care.
Why?
Never get insurance.
You need Apple Care, bro.
I mean, if you're like 12 and jumping into pools, maybe. That's what I did.
Dude, Apple Care saved my ass. Are you kidding me?
I mean, but the problem is it just doesn't go for very long. Like, I think when I got it on the last iPhone I got, I want to say it only lasted for like a year, maybe two.
That's all it lasts is a year. Then you got to rebuy it.
Yeah, so. And that was my issue.
That's most warranties.
Not for my Xbox 360 with Geek Squad at Best Buy. Man, I just kept that thing going. But I will say, I do understand why you didn't like immediately get a case. It's really nice when you get a new phone just to be able to just like marvel at it. But my problem is if I don't get a case like Blake from the jump, I will get used to holding it. The new phone, no case in my hand. And then guess what? You drop it and you start to mess it up early. So that's usually why if I'll get a case for a new phone, but every like month or so, I'll just like take it out and just be like, wow, what a beautiful phone. And then put it right back in the case.
Don't download the new iOS. It sucks worse than Jonah Heim.
I did download. I mean, I didn't download it. It just came with the phone, but I like it. I mean, there's definitely some quirks to it. And there's definitely some getting used to like all the search bars being at the bottom and just some of the UI. But it looks nice. Very visually pleasing. My phone feels nice to use. It's still kind of doing the overheating thing. So that's not great.
It's
but
it's only 7:08 and y'all are already fighting.
Well, come on. That's tried and tradition. But to answer your question about the Apple Care and like getting a new phone, I'll be honest with you. I don't think that they're going to replace it unless it literally does not work. I could be totally mistaken.
I'm going to go up there and just ask them and be like, hey, is this worth getting a new phone? I mean, it's chipped and then the front's chipped.
Well, why don't we call? I mean, I got to believe that some Tolo or Fatty works for Apple or has Apple Care experience or something like that. Should he get a new phone?
I mean, like, it's small chips. I mean, I can see it because it's my phone and I know exactly where I dropped it. It's not like a crack on my phone.
I mean, how long do you plan on keeping this? You plan on keeping this thing for a while,
probably,
right?
Probably a while, yeah. I mean, so that's what I'm saying. That's why I would get a new one.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, my question was going to be, and this is a chance for you to flex on us, Blake. Is it like the newest model? Because that would be the one downside.
Yeah. It's the 17. It's the newest one. That's why I got it. I haven't upgraded since the 13 Pro.
Yeah, so
I waited 4 years to upgrade. Got this one tonight.
Already
chipped it on like 2 days already. From having.
I got the third. I have the 13 Pro Max, and the only reason I was a little apprehensive and I asked that was because you know with the newest phone, it could be on like back order, so it could take them a little bit to get you.
Oh no! When I walked in, they had plenty. Like 2 days ago, they said they had like 500 of them. I mean, they could obviously be sold out now, but it wasn't a problem as far as stock. But what you got for us, Fred?
We'll see.
Enough of me talking about my phone.
We'll see what people say, and we'll get you guys to chime in. I got somebody clowning Pat Mahomes as well. Let's see. We got a couple people. I'm trying to Fred, get him a Hello Kitty case. I wouldn't do that. You can't have a face off without Nicolas Cage. Great point right there. Hey, Fred, what happened to Patrick Mahomes' clutch gene? It looks like Mahomes needs a good team around him, too. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Let's see. Puck drop is like opening tip of basketball, and face-off would be like a jump ball in basketball. So, okay. All right. So, folks, chiming in, let us know the difference between the face-off, the puck drop, and then, of course, our favorite, the skate-off on Fan After Dark.
And if you're Jerry, the flip-off.
Or the flip-off. Yes, that's right. Great call. What a transition by you. So he was fined $250,000 by the National Football League, which wasn't a huge surprise. Now, he said on Sean and RJ that it was inadvertent.
That was hilarious.
That there were a lot of Cowboy fans around.
And he meant to do a thumbs up.
And he meant to do a thumbs up.
I get him confused all the time. Middle finger and point versus thumbs up.
Because the thing was, and if you look, he did kind of try to do it on the sly, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he just kind of, like, you can tell somebody was talking smack. Like, there were Cowboy fans in front
of him.
They
do it every game. He's in that. He's in an opponent's box. Yeah,
absolutely.
And he comes out to the edge, and they always heckle him. Because as a fan, for the most part, all you're going to do is gain. You're going to get a viral video or reaction out of Jerry. Him ignoring you is no different than if you didn't talk to him. So they're always going to shout at him. They're always going to say something. And if Jerry even looks in your direction, that's already a viral video, let alone if he flips you off. And then obviously the NFL sees it and has to reprimand him. But apparently he is appealing.
He's going to appeal it. I think he's just doing that for face value. I don't think that there's going to be any. I mean, I don't think he's going to win the appeal.
I mean, it's pretty clear as day.
I don't know how you inadvertently flip somebody off. I mean, that's a pretty wild claim to inadvertently do that. I mean, look, it was no David Tepper where he threw a drink at a fan.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, at least Jerry was like...
Jerry's like smiling.
Jerry was smiling. I mean, now, look, if they were losing, yeah, he probably would have been a little more aggressive and egregious about it. But he's like, hey, whatever, you on the side, we're winning, we're kicking your tail. And that's exactly what happened. So, I mean, let's not, you know, pretend like Jerry ain't got 250 gur to go ahead. I want to say it goes to charity.
Yeah.
What
charity
fines.
Do we know?
That's a great question. 877-881-1053. I don't know if he gets to pick what charity it goes to. It's an NFL sanctioned charity, I'm guessing, or something like that, or maybe to CET.
Boys and Girls Club.
Research. Oh, you can never go wrong with the Boys and Girls. You know what? I don't feel like we see near as many Boys and Girls Club commercials like we used to.
Hey, that coupled with the breast cancer awareness commercials. It's literally October, and I feel like when I was playing football and stuff, the commercials are always
pink.
The whole month was pink. You went to school, it was pink. You went to a football game, it was pink. You went to a basketball game, it was pink. You went down your neighborhood street, it was pink. Like, I feel like the whole pink.
When did we stop caring about boobs?
Breast cancer awareness. I feel like it's kind of. I feel like cancer in general is more talked about, the different types of cancer. So maybe that's why. Because I feel like when I was younger, all I really knew about was like breast cancer and like maybe like, I don't know, kidney. Colon or something.
By the way, Vladimir Guerrero just hit another
one?
Home run.
Dude, he is having an Adolis Garcia like run. Remember how Adolis in their championship run was just destroying the Astros and hitting like a bomb every other game? That's what it felt like for Vladdy, and that's another meatball.
He just hit another.
And he nukes them.
I was going to say, these aren't just barely getting over the outfield. These are like, he's throwing these things in the left center field. So, I tell you what, Yankees about to get swept. Because it's a best of five in the divisional round. So, yeah, they're on live support, top of the first, and they're already down 2-0. But a lot of baseball left, so we'll see. But the hot-hitting Vladimir Guerrero Jr. continues as they take a 2-0 lead over the Yankees with only one out, top of the first inning. So we'll keep you posted on that.
I did see Face for Content today at the gym.
You know what? You and I had a very aggressive pre-show phone call, but that's what we do. That's where we're at. And that's what I love about, if people saw the outside the show stuff,
We can sell that behind a subscription.
that's for the Tolo Plus members to get, the Fatty Plus members to get that. But you came in and you saw, what are we calling her, by the way? Face for Content. Face for Content.
I mean, yeah. So some of the Tolos have already found it.
Yeah, no. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. I mean, hell, somebody confronted you about it at the Star on Sunday when we were hosting at the Fan Hang. But you saw her again today, real quick, without sounding like too much of a creep. What was she wearing today? Same outfit?
Similar outfit. It was quick glances. And I saw her from a distance. It would have been awkward because I saw her right when I walked in. She was close to the front. So it felt very intentional if I walked in and just walked up to her.
Yeah.
Once I was done stretching on the turf and I went to the free weights to do a little bit of a shoulder press or chest press, excuse me. She was out of my sight. She wasn't.
See her again after that.
I didn't see her again. Okay. I didn't really go searching for her.
Do we think that maybe the cables are her finishing move? Are we starting to feel that maybe?
You might have just came up with it. That's two for two.
Are we thinking that maybe cables are her finishing move?
I've been studying your workouts, and tell me if I'm wrong. I've noticed that you do cables, and then you tend to go to your car after.
Just saying.
Is that a correct correlation?
It's that blue sedan, right? I mean, I said too much. I'm just observant.
License plate, Missouri? Okay, yep. Yeah, just making sure.
I'm just an observant person, okay?
No. But I didn't talk to her.
Actually, you know what? Good,
she saw me.
I'm okay.
I saw her.
Yeah.
Next time.
Not long enough, though, to make any kind of facial, smiles, anything
for
like that.
Us,
just a glance.
Just a glance.
Did you head nod?
No head nod.
Okay.
I saw her recording as well. She was recording herself. Oh. I was recording myself.
You were recording yourself.
So
a lot of recording going on.
A lot of recording going on.
She does have a face for content.
She has a face for content.
See, you just told me. You could have said, see, I told you.
See, I told you. Flip. I get my cameraman and flip. Hey, get it on the camera. You want to talk a little Cowboys? Oh, we got our
Darren
interview.
Woodson. No,
Let's
we're talking talk Darren Woodson. Woodson. We're talking Darren Woodson. Blake and I caught up with. It's criminal that he's not a Hall of Famer. All right. It is absolutely criminal that Darren Woodson is not a Hall of Famer. So let's lay out the show real quick. It is a Tuesday. We're going to do a little high school reunion. It's Duncanville DeSoto week. All right. It is Duncanville DeSoto week. Text into the program 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Text in. Let us know where your high school is at this week. Did you win last week? And look, we're in the throes of district play right now. So let's hear from you. And again, we'll get you ready for Duncanville DeSoto. We've got NFL Stack. We've got Carter Freeman talking all things college football. That's going to go down at 9 o'clock. We've got Mavs After Dark. That's going to happen at 8. We've got some audio from last night's game as well. And then, of course, you know how we do a little fair or foul, and we will recap our picks from week 6. But when we come back, Darren Woodson, A, is he mad about not being in the Hall of Fame? Does he feel like he should be? And what's the problem with this defense? We'll discuss all that and more with Mr. Woodson next. Don't go anywhere. It's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan After Dark. From the 214, thank you for the face for content update. Made my drive home. That's from 1214. And then another 214. Guys, we must have face for content on the show. You tell her the story, invite her on the show, and ask her out. This is premium content and possible future wifey. It's perfect.
That's all in great fun. If the very first time we talked and I like...
invite her on a show,
blurbed all my words, and she like felt bad for me and was like smiling nonstop, then maybe I could see that as a reality. She kind of, you know, gave me the cold shoulder the first time.
So you want to share what she just wrote on her or what she posted?
So on her Instagram story, she just posted a nice looking picture of her at the gym.
Yeah.
And then
that's putting it mildly. That's putting it mildly.
And then the next picture was another nice looking picture of her at the gym. Yeah. And the caption was like something like big arms, big back, and fat with the peach emoji is the goal. And she's doing well, succeeding at that.
Yeah.
So one day, Tolos.
From the 972, I missed the face for content update.
I just saw her at the gym and didn't talk.
He saw her at the gym, didn't say anything to her. But
honestly, it's working in my favor, the Louisville place, though. Because there's not that many people.
No, it absolutely is working in your favor. Because I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm glad you brought that up. Because, first of all, I love the gym. I really, really do. Like I said, I had to go to LA Express. I had to go to LA Fitness the other day. And I might as well have been working out at a Holiday Inn gym, is what it felt like. Yeah. Okay? Seriously. A bunch of weirdos. A bunch of weirdos staring on their phones.
Yeah.
Okay. That is one thing I will say about that I do appreciate about Absolute Recomp is people, I mean, yes, you do have to maneuver around the umpteen tripods.
But at least they're filming them working out.
But I would much rather have to walk around tripods with phones of people actually working out versus people just wasting time staring at their phone on a machine. That drives me insane. So that is the one nice thing I will say that I do love about Absolute Recomp, outside of just the gym itself, is that people are actually working out, as opposed to when you go to an LA Fitness and it's literally half the gym is just people staring at their phone.
Yeah.
Like, but why go to the gym if you're just going to be on your phone?
People want the aesthetic of the gym, not the gains. They don't want to put in the work.
That's
But the good thing is I'm not, like I said, I'm working on getting bigger, but usually when I go to Absolute Recomp as of the last 2 years, I'm probably in, you know, the bottom 20 percentile. There's like a lot of bodybuilders.
Yeah, you're in the top 20 percentile.
I mean, not saying I've gotten any bigger, but just a lot of those people have left.
No, you definitely have.
A lot of those people have left, though. So now there's not that many
addition
guys.
Addition by subtraction.
Addition by, yes, okay. What you said.
Yes. What were you about to say?
I was going to try to say it, but I kind of fumbled on my words.
You thought about it? So. No, they've all, I mean, look. The
I
Lewis
stand out more than previously.
That's it.
Hopefully.
That's it.
Or she just isn't looking. I will say this about girls, and I might get roasted for this.
Go ahead.
A lot of people might text in and be like, Blake, this is a sign that like you're ugly. But I feel like pretty girls, when at the gym, don't have wandering eyes.
Like you're ugly.
Like at the club?
No.
They're like pretty girl, good, decent looking girl, not good looking girl, whatever. Most girls, guys have wandering eyes and they're scanning the room, you know? At the gym, like a very pretty girl's
locked.
Dude, they are locked. Because they know if their eyes wander and they lock eyes with another guy, they're going to be like, oh, he's into me.
But you can't, but at the same time, too, though, and maybe this is because I mean, I'm at this stage of my life where, you know, you lock eyes with somebody and, okay. Like, well, I mean, because you're not, I mean, look, I learned the hard way, okay, with Ball Girl at LA Fitness.
That's
okay?
You're real fatty if
you remember that story, okay.
I had someone DM me about that the other day, about the orange ball.
Yeah.
They said just pull a Fred and give her your orange, like, stress ball
the
ball.
Don't do that, because it's not a winning strategy, okay? I would not recommend, we do these things for you folks out there, so you guys can learn from us. All right. We are willing to fall on that sword for you.
Yeah.
So that, you know, we crawled so that you, the fatties, can walk.
Well, let's crawl. We crawled during this interview so that you could walk and get this knowledge so that when you go to work.
I was wondering where you were going to go with that.
So when you go to work tomorrow, when you're hanging out with your friends, you can just sound a little bit smarter if you listen to what Darren Woods had to say. We asked him an array of questions all surrounding the Dallas Cowboys and just football in general. Get your popcorn and enjoy Darren Woodson. Breaking down the game.
What is it right now, 5 weeks into the season, on that defensive side of the ball?
Personnel.
Really?
This is an easy question. It's personnel. Like, look at your two corners. Blandon, he was out the entire
first
3 weeks. You have Diggs that had the bad knee injury, and he's coming back. And now you're asking them to come into a season, which they haven't gotten any reps.
Yeah.
An entire new defensive scheme has just come
third
in.
Third and three years,
yeah. Right? They're not comfortable within the scheme. The defensive coordinator is not comfortable running man coverage because he doesn't trust the outside guys on the edge, right? So there's a little bit of both. They're trying to play a little zone. They're playing a lot of cover three. Yeah. They don't know how to run the cover three scheme the way that the defensive coordinator. I mean, there's just so many nuances that go in. People think that you can just plug a guy in, like a Diggs who's played 6-7 years. He can just come back in and just plug him in without getting reps. It does not work that way.
Okay.
It does not work that way. We had Deion Sanders who came in into our scheme, and we were busting coverages left and right until Deion got an understanding of what the scheme is. It just takes time.
And we're talking about Deion, maybe the greatest
football player of all time. Yeah. Yes, and it just takes time. And I just don't think this team has gelled in that fashion, nor do they have an outstanding pass rusher who can win in one-on-one situations.
So the communication issues, this has been a big thing for me. Eberflus has said that he's going to change it to one word. There's been a lot of problems. We've seen slip-ups because sometimes it's personnel where we see a guy's getting beat. Sometimes we just see a guy wide open. Communication problems when you see it this deep where you're the 32-ranked passing defense, do you put that more on the DC, more on the players not getting it? Where does that
– I hate blaming coaches. I hate blaming coaches because you watch – you know, being in an NFL locker room and being in meeting rooms, you know how dedicated these coaches are in this league. It is so competitive. We talk about being competitive in the, on the football field. In a coaching room, it's that much more competitive because everyone wants that job. They try to drill into the players exactly what they want, and they try to simplify. I can tell you, over the years, we try to simplify everything. And that's what good defenses do.
Yeah.
So it's up to the players who are getting paid millions of dollars to study, get focused, have an understanding, having culture to stay after, and do some extra work. They have to learn the system. Now, I do agree with some of the things as far as having knowing your personnel and knowing how to put them in certain situations. But they're not playing a lot of man-to-man coverage. They're playing a lot of zone coverage, which should protect them.
And because we saw Diggs come out and say, like, I want to play more man. I want to play less zone. How does a DC and kind of as a player, how do you build that relationship where what I'm most comfortable with versus what you're going to coach
it? You earn it. You earn it. Like, Diggs, you need to earn it. It's not like I'm just going to let you use, just play man-to-man. It ain't about just Diggs.
Yeah.
I got to have Wilson cover in man-to-man situations. I got to have my other safety cover in man-to-man situations. I got to, like, these guys aren't ready for that. They're not ready for that work. They got to play a little zone until they get ready and they get sharpened up to start playing more man-to-man. But right now, I think Eberflus is doing a good job. I mean, he's lacking personnel-wise.
What made you a great safety?
I just love the game, man. I mean, I don't know if I was any different than anyone else. I think I was probably athletic in the sense that I could cover the slot receiver or cover the tight end or be versatile in certain situations. But, I mean, it's just passion. I just love to show up and compete.
Going back to my boy HT, right? He's got a Hall of Fame resume. His issue is he played on three different teams, right? Minnesota, Detroit, New England before they won
Who's
the Super
this?
Bowls. Henry Thomas.
Oh, Henry Thomas. Okay, yeah.
Okay, 93.5 sacks on the nose tackle position. I just read off a stat, and I don't even know if you knew. Out of five safeties in the entire NFL history, only five have five All Pros. Right? You're one of them. Ronnie Lott, Ed Reed, two of them, obviously Hall of Famers. When you hear these conversations and when you go through this, like, does it bother you?
Absolutely. I mean, I would be lying if I sat here and said it doesn't bother me. Yeah, it bothers me. It does. I mean, because, you know, I played this game at the highest level, individually at a position. I probably have more snaps than anyone in the 90s. I have three rings, and yeah, you always want to be rewarded for what you've done, or be recognized for what you've done. So yes, I mean, it bothers me. It bothers me that I'm not there. It bothers me about my kids haven't seen me walk across that stage, and my wife, and my mom, and everyone else that poured into me all these years. Yeah. And not only that, but the guys that I played with on that defensive side of the ball never got recognized, and we were number one defense throughout those years of winning Super Bowls. So, yeah, I want to recognize those guys.
Before you get to the NFL, obviously there's a lot of steps that have to go right. Yep. If you had to talk back to your younger self, and obviously you've got kids, what did you think is that most important stage of kind of really locking in into your craft? Of course, it's a lifelong process, but if you don't hit it during this period, it's going to be tough to get to the next step where you see that major growth happen. Where do you see that for all kind of the young people that are trying to make it?
Look, I'm a firm believer, though. The most dangerous person is someone who truly believes in themselves. If I truly believe in the work that I put in, it's like the Kobe Bryant thing. You watch Kobe Bryant. He believes in himself so much that when it's time to go play the game, he's prepared. He's done all the little things. And then he goes out and he performs. Yeah, there's some athleticism that goes along with that. But that's the most dangerous person. And I firmly believe there's a lot of kids today that come out and play, even in the NFL, that don't believe in their body of work and what they've done in the offseason to prepare to play on Sunday.
Yeah. That's scary when you're second guessing.
And that's scary. So when you do have the great ones, you know that guy is walking up saying, I'm the baddest you can say in the world. This is what I do. This is who I am.
Real quick, Arizona State guy. Right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about Arizona State in the Big 12?
Man, I love my school, man. Don't you start, man.
I'm a Jayhawk. So should have been. So how
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We're about to. Hey, we're going overseas next year to beat y'all up, aren't we? That's what's going on, Fred.
We'll put something on it then before that goes down. How have you liked that transition to the Big 12, though? I mean, obviously, I had to hurt you a little bit to see the Pac-10 go away. I mean, there's some.
Why? Because I live here in Texas, and I finally get to see them.
That's true.
They came to Baylor. They'll be back here probably next year to play TCU. Yeah. They're making that Texas. We watched them last year play against the University of Texas in the bowl game. I just – And I'm so proud of what that organization or that school has done over the last few years.
Well, Scataboo, man.
Scataboo put him on the map, man. I was hoping he would be here in
Seriously,
Dallas.
Yeah, a nice
but
pickup.
I really like what the program has done, and it's just good to be here in Texas and seeing my team coming to town.
Last thing out of us, real quick. Will Shoddy get this thing right?
Time. We got to give him time.
Okay.
We got to give him time. I think Shoddy has all the energy. I think he pours into these guys. I think he's making it very competitive at practice, which is needed. And I just think we need to give him time. But they got to draft right. They got to get into free agency. Yeah. And, you know, it always starts up top in my mind.
Okay.
It starts with the Joneses. Yeah. And then it comes down to the GMs and then the head coach. But they have to get on the same page as far as going out and bringing in better personnel.
Did you want to take a basketball bet too, or just football?
No, we.
That was Fred and I having a good old fashioned just talking ball with Super Bowl champ Darren Woodson.
Three-timer.
It was a super fun conversation. He was very genuine as he sounded on that video, as he was off camera or off video, if you will. Mind you, he had just spent the first 45 minutes mindlessly signing autographs, like tirelessly going through that. Talking to the Tolos, talking to the Fatties, talking to the people that were at the fan hang on Sunday at the Star in Frisco. So he could have been like, hey, I'm good, guys. Appreciate y'all, but I'm out of here. He took time out of his day to talk to us and give us a little one-on-one, or I guess two-on-one. Two-on-one fast break lives on, Fred.
That's it. No, it absolutely does. You guys have seen it at... I mean, we've done a little bit of it in the Cowboys locker room. Pause. We've done it at Mavs Media Day and now at the Star.
Mm-hmm. What was your biggest takeaway from that interview? I think mine was probably just the first answer he gave when we were asking about it. And he's like, it's not on Eberflus. I think Eberflus is doing a fine job, but it's the personnel. He's doing the best he can. And he kind of mentioned the different limitations that the players have in injuries. So that was, for me, the biggest takeaway, you know, Cowboys related.
Mine was the fact that he was so candid about not being in the Hall of Fame. Right. I mean, because you get some guys that are like, you know, hey, doesn't bother me. It's not, you know, I did what I could do. Da da da. And it's like, no, I belong in the Hall of Fame. Like I played more snaps in the 90s. We won 3 Super Bowls. I was a 5-time All Pro. I mean, well, I said that, but you know, he's a 5-time All Pro. He's like, yeah, I want my kids to see it. I want my wife to see it. I want my mom to see it. Like, you know, I should be a Hall of Famer. And you know, to hear, and again, it's one of them things where it's like you look at his numbers, and I was going through the stats, you know, I mean, because it's one of them things where it's like you, for, you know, like when you're a die-in-the-wool Cowboy fan, like a lot of the listeners are, all right, yeah, you guys probably have all his stats memorized. And, you know, for me, it's like, okay, I knew he won 3 Super Bowls. I knew he was a pivotal part of that. But, you know, you go through and you kind of do a little bit of a deep dive on his statistics anyway in his career to kind of get a little flavor for it for when you talk to him. And then you're like, my God. You know, Chip was a 5-time All Pro, right? I mean, Pro Bowl's one thing. I mean, you can. I mean, Tyler Huntley was a Pro Bowler one year. Okay, so
like Fred, you can speak to this. Like going back in the 90s, and then obviously the older you get, the bigger deal it was. I feel like even in the 90s, like if you made the Pro Bowl more than like twice, you were like
absolutely
an all-decades player.
You don't want to take anything away from it. I mean, I don't want to belittle what a Pro Bowl means.
No, totally, but you get what I'm saying, where it's just like,
well, my thing is though is that I mean, to be an All-Pro, it is, that's the entire league, right? Because you can be a Pro Bowler on you know, your AFC, your NFC, but when it's the All-Pro, like you were the best in the National Football League at your position, and he did it 5 times. And as we introduced him on Sunday, there's only 5 players in the history of the National Football League, 5 safeties in the history of the NFL who have 5 All Pros under their belt. Mm-hmm. And Darren Woodson's one of them. All right. And he's the only one that's not in the Hall of Fame. So, I mean, come on, man. It's you know, with baseball, you get the politics. Okay. Maybe the writers didn't like him and all that kind of stuff. Like, there's zero reason why Darren Woodson shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
So I was going to ask you, so with football, because baseball, there's a thing where it's like you become eligible, and then after so many years, if you don't like qualify,
if you don't reach like 75% or something,
yeah,
like that, you
like
fall off the ballot.
You fall off the ballot and you can't come back on it,
yeah.
Right?
So you can get brought back on like the old timers committee or senior committee or something like that.
But like, yeah, so it's like something that where it's like you can, it happens, you know, so many years after you retire, you stop playing. And then if you miss out on that window, you're effectively out until you're like 70 years old, right?
Something
and I just worry that he's going to become like a Drew Pearson, where it's going to be like 30-plus years removed from when he played, and finally it's going to be like a,
I hope
all right,
not.
Here you go.
I hope not.
Me too. Like, that's, and because that was the biggest thing I got from this. I've never spoken to him, never met him.
Yeah.
But he just strikes me as a really genuine guy.
Oh, he absolutely is.
Just like a great person, and that's what's disappointing.
What you guys didn't hear on this interview was he spent 2 minutes answering a question that Blake had him about coaching. Right. And was talking, you know, formation schemes and what have you, something totally unrelated to anything we were doing as far as the, you know, just, you know, cowboy and NFL football, and didn't dismiss it. Like, was actively intrigued, interested, and gave you legit feedback because the part. And then I asked him, I said, why aren't you coaching, after asking him that? And he's like, they don't pay enough. Right. And so we had we laughed, and then we got into the nuts and bolts of the interview. But again, it's one thing to be a prisoner of the moment, and when you're around somebody, to say, yeah, I think this guy should be a Hall of Famer. But no, there's zero reason why Darren Woodson is not in the Hall of Fame.
We'll take it home with this. 972 said, ChatGPT said Darren Woodson should 100% be in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, if AI says it's got to be true, okay?
If AI says it, I agree with it. Let us know what your favorite moment was from the interview.
All right, so Ryan Flannoy is having his moment in the sun. Where will he be on Sunday? And will that wide receiver room get one of its guys back? We'll discuss who that is next. Don't go anywhere. It is
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And after dark. I'm excited. I'm getting my hair cut tomorrow. I'm getting my beard trimmed up. Shout out to my boy Blake the Barber. I'm going to go get cleaned up because I got to go see my son. If you're watching on the Twitch and YouTube, rocking the Santa Fe Trail High School football shirt, and you're probably saying to yourself, if you've been watching, you asked me earlier, hey, did you get a new shirt? No. Hey, it's just a testament to my laundry ability. I am the Daniel Gafford of laundry here at 105 through the Fan. You know, you know. And no, it's my son's senior night this Sunday. And not to mention, too, I mean, let's call it what it is. This shirt was sitting on my couch, you know, because
it's laundry for me as well. So you don't got to over-explain yourself. It's laundry for me as well. A bunch of stuff sitting on my couch. And I wore sweats to the gym today. And not sweats as in, like, the baggy ones I usually wear. Like, the Lululemon like athletic type, if that makes sense. Like,
those are really nice. Yeah. I have several pairs.
I can't do that.
I felt a little out of my natural zone doing that because I am just a shorts guy to the gym, but I didn't like any of the shorts that were clean. And so I said, you know, we'll switch it up today. We'll go for the tank top with the tight sweats. Not tight, but tight on the ankle.
That's what you wanted to say.
Tight on the ankle.
That's what you want. No wonder you didn't want to get too close to Faith for Content today. Yeah. You weren't in your normal.
I wasn't in my normal flow.
You weren't in your power outfit today.
I wasn't in my power outfit. But I was vlogging at the gym today, so maybe she saw that and was like, okay, he actually does do this.
He too has a face for content.
What if she said that to me? Then we'd have to get married, right?
You'd be trending in the right direction.
Yeah.
It depends on how she said it, though. If she said it and kind of like walked off like with another dude, then that would be cold blood.
Speaking of trending in the right direction, which Cowboys players have you seen on your social media trending in the right direction?
Well, we listened to Jerry Jones was on as part of his weekly hit here on 105 Through the Fan and was asked, you know, who from this last week's injury report that didn't play might be trending towards returning against the Carolina Panthers. And Kevontae Turpin was the first name that he popped off and said that there was a good chance that Kevontae would be back. Now, you and I discussed this a little bit yesterday with the emergence of Ryan Flannoy. That I think right now I would make him my three. Well, technically he's your two.
Who?
Ryan Flannoy.
Yeah, I think
CD comes back.
I think he has to be. He's the most. George Pickens is obviously your biggest weapon, but also other teams know that. So therefore they're positioning all their coverage towards George Pickens. So indirectly, directly, he's not going to be as impactful because, you know, he's getting all the attention. So that's why Ryan Flannoy was able to flourish.
Of course, he had a Sauce Gardner, too. Not every team has a Sauce Gardner.
Yeah. Carolina doesn't. I'll go ahead and...
J.C. Horn's okay.
Okay.
But he's not Sauce. I mean, could he give him fits at times? I mean, look, he's you'd love to have him in a Cowboys uniform, right? As far as, you know, what he brings to the table on that front. But, no, I don't expect George Pickens to only come away with two catches for 53 yards on Sunday. But to our point,
do you think Ryan Flannoy is going to keep getting used how he did last week?
Absolutely.
I don't see the reason why that wouldn't happen.
No, this is
because they use them early
and
often.
Real quick, get me cut. I've got it right here. Give me cut six, Jerry eight on did the Ryan Flannoy performance on Sunday, number notwithstanding, give you Miles Austin flashbacks?
Sure did. He's, you know, he's really shown at times his just sheer natural instincts. And boy, did they show up real good on a couple of those plays. But he's a receiver that his unique skills of just something you can't coach. It's been there. And of course, he's got great size. And this will do wonders for him. It'll do wonders for the confidence of everybody around him. It was good to see, and we needed it. He's a great addition to what our options are out there at receiver.
Got great size. 6'1", 200, 205, depending upon what you know, what you're looking at there. But, you know, he's a big body dude by NFL wide receiver standards. And as I was telling Blake pre-show, saw a little, of course, now Ryan Flannoy videos are being unearthed from all corners of the internet. Ran a 40 at the combine. So that tells you all you need to know. And look, he looked, when I tell you what, the one thing I'll say about number 19, when he turned that corner on that first little, you know, slant route, that he, or not slant route, but the crosser over the middle on Sunday. I mean, he turned that corner. Yeah,
he looked like he'd been there before.
Man, I'll tell you right now, he's a fluid runner. There's a natural style that he's got. He's only going to get better, and what I appreciate about number 19 is that the moment doesn't seem to be too big.
Because we did see it be too big in other stints. There was Ryan Flannoy and Jalen Brooks got opportunities last year, and it seemed like the moment was just too big for them. They were young guys.
But they were rookies. I get it. Well, Jalen Brooks is like, what, he's a year ahead.
He's a year ahead.
One more year than
But now you're seeing Ryan Flannoy in a big step. I assume during practice you knew CD was going to be out. Turpin goes out early in the week, and I'm assuming Schottenheimer and Clayton Adams walked up to him and said, hey, you're going to be part of the game plan this week. Be ready, know the playbook, and we saw it on Sunday, the fun part of actually putting all the practice to test, and Ryan Flannoy looked ready for the moment. I think if you pick him in fantasy, you should be – I would start him confidently. Not saying he's going to do exactly what he did last week, but I think he's going to see the targets. You're going to see Ferguson and him, I think, probably leading targets. George Pickens, who they want to get the ball to, but as we mentioned the last segment or a couple minutes ago, he's going to get shadowed. He's going to get all the coverage, all the attention. So guys like Fonoy are going to ball. I think Turpin, especially coming off an injury, will probably get a
sparingly
a couple plays here and there. I'm sure he'll be on the field a good amount, but I'm saying as far as like you're the number one read, this play is for you. So now the question for you is,
yeah,
does Jalen Tolbert get a catch?
He will.
You think he gets a catch? Okay.
He'll get a catch. Look, he's
going to get one last week.
He's going to be out there. Okay. I mean, look, I'm not saying it's going to be a, you know, first down. I'm not saying it's going to be.
I mean, the odds are working against him. He got zero last week, and now he's got Turpin coming back.
He got a couple targets, though.
One.
I feel like there was two.
One. He only had one registered target.
You know what? I think it was a penalty, so I think it wiped out the target.
They still count the target even if you get a penalty.
See, I feel like there was a statistician error then because I feel like he got two. I'm not saying that to be a smartass. Like I legitimately remember rewatching the game Sunday night, and
I'm gonna give you this to get out of here. The Cowboys are missing four offensive linemen. We know that against the New York Jets,
yes.
Who have a defense.
Jerry said one of the linemen could be coming back. He didn't say who. I would suspect it's gonna be Guyton.
I was thinking Tyler Smith.
I mean, it's gonna be a Tyler. We know that
it's gonna be a Tyler. These were the pressure numbers that were allowed on Sunday. At right tackle, Terrence Steele allowed one.
Yeah.
TJ Bass.
Put some respect on Terrence Steele's name.
TJ Bass, how many pressures do you think he allowed?
Two.
Zero.
Mm.
Brock Hoffman, how many do you think he allowed?
Do you think he's a better center than Cooper Beebe?
No. But okay. He's got a little bit more experience.
I'm just glad you're not a prisoner of the moment now because saw a couple people.
But maybe Brock should be getting just more reps and working guys. Maybe he can shuffle it around when everyone's healthy.
Trade Booker? What?
Didn't say that. Brock Hoffman, how many pressures?
One.
Zero. Hakeem Adeniji, left guard.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk, zero.
Zero's the answer. The only player that allowed multiple pressures was Nate Thomas. He allowed three. Yeah. But we're not bearing on that point because this is tied for the least amount of pressures that Dakota Rain Prescott has ever faced or has ever had from his starting O-line in his entire career.
Where are we going next?
Going next, it is time to go a little bit of Dallas Mavericks. They played their first preseason game. We talked a little bit about Cooper Flagg's debut yesterday. What did the rest of the guys look like, and what did Jason Kidd have to say after the first game of action from your Dallas Mavericks? Next on the Fans for Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.